Welcome to the Best Ever You Show with your host, Elizabeth Hamilton Garino, CEO and founder of the Best Ever You Network. The Best Ever You Show is here to help you live your life to the fullest. How? Real people, including celebrities, real advice, real places, products and businesses, real life stories. With this radio show, printed magazine, websites, community, and more. And now, here is your host, Elizabeth.
Karina, can you hear me?
Oh, yeah. Now
here
I can
we
hear
go.
You.
Okay, also, perfect.
My note said to press one.
So yeah,
press
we gotcha.
One. Oh, okay. Sorry.
Okay. No, it's okay. It's live radio. So we've had. I'll go back in and see if I can sort of delete the beginning of the show. But anyway, thank you. I'm gonna just sort of start over. So stay patient with me for just a minute. I'm going to play our intro again, and then we'll go in live from there. So anybody listening, I'm sorry. We had a goof, and that's okay. It's live radio, and you heard all the inside scoop on live radio goof because we go live, and it is what it is. So, but when we put the shot into the universe, we'll see if we can clean this up a little bit. So hang on just a second, and it's going to mute again.
Welcome to the Best Ever You Show with your host, Elizabeth Hamilton Garino, CEO and founder of the Best Ever You Network, helping you live your life to the fullest. How? Real people, including celebrities, real advice, real places, products and businesses, real life stories. It's all here for you with this radio show, printed magazine, websites, community and more. Remember to visit us online too at besteveryou.com. Now here's your host, CEO and founder of the Best Ever You Network, Elizabeth Hamilton Garino.
That's funny. We were talking the other night about how lengthy that intro is and how it's just me sitting in my house with my hair on top of my head in my jammies most of the time doing the show. It's so funny. That's a friend doing that intro for me, and I love it, and I love her, and I'm so thankful for her. I had when I first started this radio show, I didn't have a clue what I was doing, you know, much like most of us when we start something, we figure it out as we go. And I think I literally was just talking to vapor and air and all that good stuff, and didn't have an intro, didn't have really probably anybody listening. And then I heard other shows and sort of became a student of these podcasts. And so I was like, oh, I got to tape an intro. And then we wrote it. And we're like, well, what do we say? It sounds so formal. But anyway, like I was saying before,
wonderful.
We've had
it makes sense.
Thank you. Yeah, that's our guest, Karina. I needed to find out how to say your name before we went on the air, and I'm sorry, but we didn't have a chance. So how do you say your name?
My first name or last name?
Both.
My first name is Karina.
Uh-huh.
And my last name, because we're in America, we just say it's Rabin.
Rabin. Okay, I had it right. So Karina Rabin is with us, everybody.
Yeah.
She's one of the co-inventors of the Hang-O-Matic. And so I just wanted to talk a little bit about our shows that we had before we get started with bringing you on as a guest. On Sunday, we had a wonderful guest, David Essel, with us. And we just absolutely had so much fun with him. We had a two-hour show all about relationships and he had a love scale and all this stuff. And he's going back on the Jenny McCarthy show with all his information and his new book and everything. So if you get a chance to listen and share that show, he was on for 2 hours and it was so much fun on Sunday night. And then also on Tuesday, we had Ellen Barrett with us. And she is just a fitness guru with all these great DVDs. And she's on Trainer Pass, and she's also written a book, 28 Days Lighter Diet. And I love all of her workouts, but there's one of them I'm totally addicted to. It's called Grace and Gusto. So she was with us for an hour and some talking, really talking mostly about her book, 28 Days Lighter Diet, and really interesting. So I encourage you all to go get that book. And then before we bring on Karina, I just wanted to tell you about Percolate. Percolate is my book. It's a Hay House book, and it's still percolating around the globe. It's still selling after being out for almost 3 years now. Coming up on April 14th, it'll be the 3-year mark for Percolate, Let Your Best Self Filter Through. And it's all, if you like coffee or tea, it's all coffee metaphors, but you can change them into tea metaphors too, but it's all self-help. There's some stories in there about my allergic reactions and all sorts of pain over purpose type stuff and pain into purpose. I said that wrong. Pain into purpose type stuff in the book and lots of tips to help you be your best. It's basically kind of like a 9-point process that you can use throughout your life. Not that anybody goes, I guess maybe somebody would go steps 1 through 9 and feel like they've achieved something, but I think most of us pop in and out of steps 1 through 9 at various points in our life. And that's really what I designed it for, sort of like as a reference book. So it's called Percolate, Let Your Best Self Filter Through. And I always point everybody to Amazon. So if you want to, and I'm trying to get my reviews up to 100 reviews on Amazon. Anybody who has put something out into the universe, whether it's a product or a book, knows how critical those reviews are. And so if anybody wants to, I'll even trade books for reviews. So if you're interested, holler, let me know, send me an email to elizabeth@besteveryou.com and we can work something out. So anyway, so here's my guest, Karina Rabin. She is one of the co-inventors of Hang-O-Matic. Her and her husband, Jared, came up with this awesome idea to, for like a home improvement idea. And I'm going to let her tell us about it. Karina, how are you today? Thank you for being on the show.
Oh, thank you for having me. I'm actually drinking coffee as we speak, and I need your book. I just realized this morning, you would think I would have realized it sooner. I'm 38 years old, 39 next week, and I just realized I'm allergic to eggs.
Yeah, a lot of people are. How are you really super allergic, like anaphylactic allergic to them, or do they just make you sick?
No, and I'm also, I'm really into fitness, so I'm going to look into that other book you just mentioned. I would love to read 28 Days Later. That sounds like me. And, yeah. I eat egg whites every single morning. And yesterday I realized I'm coughing and, like, I have, like, a frog in my throat. Yeah. And then my husband says to me, well, I think your throat is scratchy. You must be allergic to egg whites. Why don't you try eggs? So this morning, he made me breakfast and he made eggs. And then right after that, I was like, I'm like, oh my gosh, it's all of
eggs.
Yeah,
the same thing. Yeah, so be careful with that.
I just get scratchy for like 30 minutes where, I just feel like something's stuck in my throat.
Well, one of the tricky things about food allergies, as a person who's super well-versed in them and has nearly lost my life twice from anaphylaxis, because I'm allergic to all nuts, peanuts, fish, and shellfish for real. Like not just like, oh, they make me break out. Like they're like life-threatening, low blood pressure drop, terrifying allergic reactions.
Yeah.
And one of the things with reactions is that they get worse with each, generally speaking, they get worse as you keep introducing the allergen to you. If one day you might have like a scratchy throat and the next time you eat it, it might close. So careful. Just a heads up there. You might want to go get some epinephrine from a doctor just so you have it on hand in case you have a worse allergic reaction because throats close. I co-founded foodallergyzone.com also, and his son died from an allergic reaction. To peanut flour on a buffet. We never mess around with food allergies on the show ever because we have too many kids that die from them and stuff for real. So just be really careful. But let's turn this onto a good note. And yeah, let's talk your Hang-O-Matic for a minute. How did you guys, I was reading like you guys actually like sold your house and downsized and like went for broke to start this business. Is that true? That's crazy cool.
We've moved away from our family. It'll be almost a year. Yeah, we were living near Jared's parents. Both my parents, unfortunately, are deceased, so it's too bad they don't get to see the journey we have been on with Hang-O-Matic. So we moved away from his parents when we received an opportunity to get Hang-O-Matic into Bed Bath & Beyond. And when we first spoke with Bed Bath & Beyond, they told us that they were going to just kind of do a test and try Hang-O-Matic in 200 stores. And we were fine. We thought, yeah, we can handle 200 stores because, we don't have any investors. We haven't taken out any loans. Like, no one's helping us. It's just been us, our savings. My husband still works full-time. I have a wedding business. So every penny that we make has been going into Hang-O-Matic. And when we received the purchase order from Bed Bath & Beyond, it was for nearly every single store. It was 117 stores or 1,017 stores, something like that. So it was a lot more than what we had expected. So the only way to, you know, keep the business afloat is to sell the house, because we tried to go to the bank and we couldn't get a loan because we haven't been in business long enough. And the bank that we went to doesn't have a relationship with Bed Bath & Beyond. So just because we have a purchase order from Bed Bath & Beyond doesn't mean that they're going to pay us, right?
Right.
So we couldn't prove that to the bank. So we couldn't get a loan. So the only thing that was left was to sell our dream home, move away an hour and 15 minutes from our family. And, you know, get the product on the shelves of Bed Bath & Beyond, because you can't say no. I mean, you can.
No, you can't.
You can, but no. You know? So, yeah, we decided to sell the house and move away and just see how it goes. And, you know, if Hang-O-Matic becomes a success, we can always come back. Or if not, then we're here.
What is it? What is Hang-O-Matic?
So Hang-O-Matic is an all-in-one picture hanging tool. It measures and levels and marks your wall at the same time. So basically, if you know what a tape measure looks like, my husband added a bubble level onto the tape measure, and he added these metal markers that slide on this tape measure. So once you measure the back of the picture, you bring the Hang-O-Matic to the wall, and you push the Hang-O-Matic into the wall, and it will leave two marks. So now you know where the nails go. So you no longer need a pencil. You don't need a ruler. You don't need a extra level. You don't need hands of an octopus. You don't even need a husband. All you need is a Hang-O-Matic to decorate your
That's
wall.
That's awesome. I'm waiting for that commercial. You don't even need a husband. Okay, that's funny.
Our slogan is husband not required.
Oh, that's hilarious.
But, you know, we can't use that online or on the box, just, you know, because men can use it too.
Yeah, no, you so can't go offending people, but it's funny.
Right. And, you know, it expands to 6 feet for larger items, and it's really lightweight. The handle of the Hang-O-Matic was designed for my mother-in-law and myself, so women can hang their own stuff. When I met Jared, I was single, living alone, and I was trying to hang a shelf in my apartment, and it was a rental apartment, and I can't begin to tell you how many holes I put in that wall because I couldn't line up the second nail with the back of the shelf. And I just got so frustrated, I didn't want to measure anymore, and I just kept banging away.
Yeah.
Eventually, my hole was so big, because I made so many holes that it became all one big hole. Somebody had to come in and fix my wall, because I couldn't tell the management company of this building. I ruined
so
their wall.
Oh, my gosh. Did you Was that the moment you guys created this? Or, like,
No. So
how do you go from doing all you do to, like, okay, let's create the Hang-O-Matic? You know, where's the step in between there of how you guys actually did this? Because it's clever. And I'm just wondering where the idea came from.
Well, this is right before I met my husband. But he actually invented the product when he was in college. And my husband loves to move. We have been together for 9 years, and we have moved 15 times.
Oh, my gosh.
15 times. That's a lot. We had to move in and out of his parents' house a couple of times in between apartments and houses and, you know, moving cities. So he was moving a lot when he was in college, and he was constantly putting extra holes in his walls. And when, you know, the last time he moved, he got so frustrated, he decided there had to be a better way. And so he thought of the Hang-O-Matic. He just created the prototype and didn't do anything about it. So then when we met 8 years after that and he showed me the prototype and I was struggling with the shelf, I thought it was a genius idea. Right. When he showed it to me, we moved in together and I was hanging up another shelf. And again, I ruined the walls. And then he comes over and he's like, oh, let me hang the shelf. You don't know what you're doing. So he hung the shelf and then I placed snow globe that his parents gave us as like a housewarming present, and it has their wedding song on it from the 70s or something, and we watched the whole thing slide and crash on the ground and break.
Oh, no.
And then he takes out the prototype and shows it to me and hangs the shelf with the prototype. I'm like, are you kidding? Like, why didn't you give this to me sooner? So at that moment, I said to him, you know what? This is such a genius idea. I could have used it, you know, before we met. And I want to help you and make it a real product and start selling it.
Yeah, it's so, no, go ahead.
Yeah, no, so from 2008 to 2014, we were trying to find a factory and to try and make it so it's a sellable product. And he invented it in 2000. So it took us, well, between the two of us, it was 14 years in the making.
Yeah.
So
long. Now, have you guys been on like Shark Tank and things like that?
You owe me a dollar.
Yeah. Because everybody does.
For every time I've heard that.
We do a lot of
Shark Tank anymore.
Well, you know, I love them because you know, we focus a lot of the products under Elizabeth's Best from Shark Tank. So, like you know, we've got kind of a relationship with them to some extent because their products go onto my website a lot. So I just was curious, I hadn't seen it on there. Is it something you want to do, or you don't need it because you've got the big purchase order?
Yeah, we would love to have done Shark Tank. My husband tried to audition for Shark Tank for like season 3, and he was one of the 20 or 50 finalists, and he was waiting to hear the date of when he was going to go to LA to shoot, and that call never came, so he actually ended up not getting chosen. And then mm-hmm. I continued to watch Shark Tank, even though he was kind of, you know, upset that he didn't get on the show. And then we had tried again together just last May, actually. We went to Las Vegas and auditioned in front of producers and, you know, whoever was there casting. And we got through the second round, and we had to do a video and send in, filled out like a 60-page application. And then we didn't hear anything. And then in August, we found another opportunity to audition for Steve Harvey's new show called Thunderdome, which is
awesome.
Also on ABC, and it's I believe it's the same producers. So we ended up casting for that show. So we are premiering on Thunderdome on June 11th at 9:00.
That's
so
awesome.
Because on ABC, so we can't do two shows at the same time.
No, yeah, and you don't need to.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, that's great. Congratulations on that. How much learning? What's the learning curve on something like that? It's gotta be pretty. Is that live, or did you already tape it?
Well, we taped it.
Uh-huh.
We taped it, and it airs on June 11th.
Okay.
It was extremely nerve-wracking. I am not a public speaker at all. My husband is the one that usually, you know, does interviews, and he goes on QVC and does all the mm-hmm. Hangomatic stuff in front of people. So it's a good thing.
Well, I think you're pretty good at it. You have a lovely voice. I mean,
well, I'm staring at a wall.
Well, so am I. So it's all good.
Luckily, no,
and a microphone.
Although I am doing Facebook Live just so some of it gets recorded, and I do have 7 viewers. Hi. But they're my friends.
So funny.
And they're still, you know, on Facebook, so they're not they're not in front of me, so it's much easier.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I haven't figured out Facebook Live yet, but hi to everybody listening. If they're on there and they want to ask you a question, you can just tell me the question they want to ask you. I'll ask you, and then you can answer
sure.
it.
Sure.
so funny.
Those of you watching on Facebook, Elizabeth is wondering if any of you have any questions, and she will ask the question on live radio.
Yeah, so you can tweet me. I'm at Best Ever. If you want to tweet me, or just type it in there, and we'll ask it. Or you can, you know, go through. Somebody's asking me something. We'll make this
okay.
a multimedia show. Yeah, it always is. People were tweeting from the start, so it's good. Awesome.
Right. If I tweet you, I think the Facebook Live will get turned off.
Oh, okay. Well, just whatever works. I haven't Facebook Live to anything yet. So, I think I always say I need better lighting and, you know, 40 pounds off me for that. In about 20 years. I always joke. I don't have the privilege of almost being 40.
For Facebook Live, all you need is your face. So
that's funny.
Good.
Yeah, well, then I'm okay. That's so cute. All right. So
someone's asking, how much is it and where can you get it? Thanks,
there you
Misty.
Go. Hi, Misty. Karina, how much is Hang-O-Matic and where can you buy it?
So it's $14.99 and
awesome.
It's available at anyone local's Bed Bath & Beyond. It's
and
also now at Hobby Lobby.
Oh,
and
I don't know what
Hobby. It's by the register. You don't know Hobby Lobby?
I'm in Maine, so nope. I know
oh
Michael's
God.
And
Hobby
Christmas.
Lobby.
Hobby
it's
Lobby.
Like
all right.
It's like uh-huh. Michael's, but so much better. When you go into Hobby Lobby, obviously I don't know the percentages, but I would say there's probably 70% of wall decor. Beautiful wall decor.
It's the perfect place for it, then.
Right, exactly. And everything's always 50% off. Well, not everything, but a lot. It's a great store.
I hope somebody...
And they also have fabric and frames and arts and crafts. And it's a
all
beautiful
right.
store. Yeah, it's Hobby Lobby.
Okay.
Oh, too bad you don't have one near you.
No, and if anybody from Maine is listening, get us a Hobby Lobby. That sounds like a great
Seriously,
store.
Hobby
yeah.
Lobby.
Hobby Lobby. Okay. All right. So Bed Bath & Beyond and Hobby Lobby are carrying Hang-O-Matic. And so you sent me a sample so we could try it. And we tried it. And whenever anybody sends me something, I always am very hard on the product because I put an Elizabeth's Best sticker with it. If I love it, if it works, you know, all that stuff. And we hung four things with this and it's genius. It's so easy because you're right. Usually I've been married for 18 plus years and am almost 50 and I am 5'2" on a really big hair day. And so I'm always bothering my husband who's much taller. Can you hang that up for me? Can you hang that up for me? And I'm like you, I put holes in the walls and been there, done it in apartments and stuff over the years. And so we just know he's like, he can do it. And so he used this and it's brilliant, absolutely brilliant. And it especially works when there's more than one nail that needs to go in. That's the frustrating thing for me. Like it's almost a no-brainer when you need to just put a nail in the wall and hang something up. But if you've got, you know what I mean? Like a picture frame with two places that need nails, there it's crazy. And this is easy to use, right?
Yeah. It's also good for one nail because the tape measure expands to 6 feet. And say you wanted to measure something 65 inches off the ground, you would start off, you know, measuring your wall, bring one marker to 65 inches and just mark it for one spot.
So
great
smart.
For even finding the middle of the wall or, great for shelf or anything that has two holes in the back. Yeah, it's really easy.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you know, it's not like a trendy product. You know, this isn't going to go away. It's something practical that will sit in people's kitchen drawer like it does in mine or in a toolbox. It's small, so you don't have to throw it under the bed or stick it in the closet. I mean, it's tiny. It only weighs under 4 ounces.
Yeah, I was surprised. I wasn't sure what you were sending me. And I was like, oh, that's it. And it's so easy. It's great packaging. It's super easy. It's, super easy to use.
Thank
so
you.
That's, very, very clever. Do you
that's
want
my
to
husband,
go?
By the way, on the back. on the back.
It's awesome. Do you want to explain how it works? Like, can you do that over the radio or is there
sure.
a video like on YouTube that people can watch or
how does
it work?
Well, we have a video on hangomatic.com, but the best way to describe it is once you take a picture or a shelf and put it upside down on your table, then you would line up the two markers on the tape measure to the back of this item that you're hanging. And if it's a shelf, you know how a shelf has a keyhole in the back? Well, our markers fit right into the keyhole. And then you could lock it like a tape measure, like any tape measure locks. So ours locks the same. And then you would bring it to the wall, and you would just hold it with both hands and push into the wall, and it would leave a mark.
And it might, it marks right. Yeah, it is. It's just the easiest thing ever. Now, let's talk about George Lopez a little bit because you must be you must be doing something you captured his attention. How?
So, oh my God. I have a kidney disease.
Mm-hmm.
My mom died in 2011 from the kidney disease, so it was hereditary. And a year before that, her brother died. So he was the first to go, the middle brother. And when my uncle died, my cousin, who also has the kidney disease, his wife had a baby. And 3 days later, he died.
Oh, gosh.
And so we celebrated life and death in 1 week. And then a year later, my cousin's wife got pregnant again. And she had a baby. And then my mom died. And again, we celebrated life and death.
Life and death again.
And then a year after that, my second uncle, the third sibling, was dying. And my aunt was calling me, screaming, "When is your due date?" And it was just heartbreaking to hear that. And so he died on the 8th of November.
Gosh, I'm so sorry.
And then 2 weeks later, my son was born. Yeah, so it's just 3 years in a row we've celebrated lives and death at the same time because of this stupid kidney disease.
What is it?
Uncurable. It's called polycystic kidney disease. So we have cysts that grow in our kidneys, and they can't take them out. They can't stop them. They can't do anything. So, you know, other diseases, serious diseases, have, you know, abilities to take drugs or have surgery and do chemo. And there's some light to try to heal or just not die early. But with the kidney disease, there's nothing. You know, there's absolutely nothing. And I wanted to partner with George Lopez Foundation because he has a kidney disease foundation. And this summer, we're trying to send kids to camp that have kidney disease. And I'm too afraid to check my own kids. So I don't even know if my kids have it, you know. I just know that I have it. My cousin has it. His kids have it. And, you know, my mom and her parents and her brothers. And who knows how far back it goes. So I wanted to partner with George and try to, you know, help other kids because they shouldn't have to suffer. And we really need to try and find a cure for this disease. You know,
no one should suffer like that.
Right. It's the one disease that no one really talks about or does enough research like with other diseases.
So one of the reasons... It does, and I have a little bit of this firsthand as well, or secondhand anyway, I guess. I don't know if it's whatever. I probably said that wrong, but my father is a kidney cancer survivor, and he lives with one kidney. He had a kidney removed at the Mayo Clinic a couple of years ago, and so I know the impact of kidney disease. Is that firsthand or second? I don't know. It's not happening directly to me. So I guess whatever. Anyway, I don't know how to, I'm not going to Google how to say that either. So whatever I just said, just go with it. But my father has this, not polycystic, but has we have kidney disease. And so, I feel your pain. I share your pain. I know your pain and I know how scary it is because you can't live without your kidneys. And,
right. I mean, you know, people can live with one healthy kidney.
He's got one. Yeah. Right, but, even it's tricky. But, that is a tricky thing, even with one.
Right. But both my kidneys are bad, you know. So, so the only solution is when I'm older is dialysis or kidney transplant. And my mom and both my uncles were on the waiting list for a kidney transplant. And unfortunately, they died too young to get one. So now I just pray maybe my husband will be a match. He and I just so happen to have the same blood type. That's not the only thing you need to have, but you never know. And then maybe I'll get lucky and one of my kids didn't get this horrible thing. I don't know.
And so what kind of is there – so I am a really – huge fan of talking about problems and issues, as you can sort of tell, because you never know who's listening and you never know who might help you, or you never know whose life you might change, reach, share, touch, you know, all of those things. And so do you mind if we keep talking about this just a little bit more?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Not at all.
Okay. I know I don't want to make you cry or anything. I mean,
I know
the pain of it. I know the crying. Trust me. I just am like, oh, please.
It's okay. No, when it first comes up, I kind of get all like emotional, but then once that passes, I can talk about it. And
well, I don't blame you. Yeah, it sounds like you're grieving as well as grieving and thriving at the same time. It's tricky, isn't it?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Do you
Go ahead.
Nope.
No, I was gonna say, that's like you mentioned the 28 days light, the training. Like, this is why I work out a lot and I eat healthy and I like watch what I eat and I can't eat red meat and I can't eat sodium and you know, I work out a lot because it's something I have to do because my mom didn't do it and her brothers didn't do it. So I feel like I have to do the things that they didn't do that maybe it'll prolong the life of my kidneys. Cause all of my mom and her siblings went on dialysis either in the 50s. My mom went at 60. The oldest one started at like 40, you know, they didn't have the same,
mm-hmm.
medical assistance that we do now that it's 2017, you know, so it's great that you even brought that up.
Do you, there's no cure? There's no nothing? Is there anything in the works? Is there anything you can
do
holistically? Nothing. You just, and it's the kidneys get cysts.
Well,
that's frustrating.
Actually,
it's like,
there
frustrates me.
There is a magic pill that has been approved in Europe and has not been FDA approved in the United States that does slow down the process of these cysts growing in the kidneys. However, it ruins the liver.
Right, exactly. I know that drill too. Like,
okay,
all the medication ruins the liver. Yeah, no, I don't know what's worse, the kidney or the liver.
Right.
Yeah, no, sorry. Yeah, but I know what that's like too. When you do everything right and something's still wrong. I live that way, sort of with my food allergies. Like, I'm like, I just want this to go away, and it's just like, no matter how hard you exercise or how hard you get in the sun or do something right, you know, it's still sort of like an immune disorder. I sometimes wonder with cysts and poly and things like that, if there's some type of inflammation at the root of it. I'd love to, I'm just logical like that. I always wonder if there's some type of inflammation at the root. Do you know about inflammation and things like that? Do you research inflammation at all?
I do, but inflammation doesn't, as far as then I know, doesn't
the
have
root,
anything to do with the kidneys.
Don't you wish it was that easy?
Right. Because it's a cyst inside the kidney.
The kidney.
And you know,
it's frustrating.
One of the side effects of childbirth and pregnancy is that the cysts grow and they don't know what the kidneys will be like after. So I risk my life having my children.
Babies,
I risk my life having my children because it could shorten my life and it might have given them this disease.
Yeah.
You know,
and it's not like a cyst on the outside of it, like an ovarian cyst is on the outside. This is within. Is that what you're saying?
Right. Yeah. It's inside the kidney. So it's kind of like a polycystic cyst for ovaries.
Yeah.
Right. It's kind of like that, but it's inside the kidney. So there's nothing anybody can do.
Yeah.
And then, you know, a lot of friends reach out and they're like, oh, you should do this with oil and you should take this vitamin and that vitamin. It's like, you know, we don't know. And even doctors don't know what's bad for kidneys, for example. Like, I'm not going to take things that's not FDA approved and not doctor approved and not researched specifically for this disease.
Right.
You know, and that I'm having to explain myself to all these people, like, no, there's nothing. I appreciate them trying, you know, but there's really nothing. What would really help is that I really want to help these children. So
exactly.
Go
yep.
buy a Hang-O-Matic for less than $15 so we can make a bigger donation and help these children have a nice summer. That's
exactly.
what's important. You know, there's nothing we can do for me, but there's something we can do for these children because they don't have to suffer.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't know I had this disease until my mother decided to take me to the doctor and I got diagnosed at 10. And like, why would you do that to me? You should have waited. There's nothing anyone can do. So why diagnose at such a young age?
Right.
You know, that's why I haven't taken my kids, because they don't need to know. We can wait until they're 20.
Unless somebody says at the heart of this, you know, is this, and, you know, unless somebody came out with some like groundbreaking research that said, you know, at the heart of this, to prevent this from happening or growing or ruining your kidneys, you can do this, you know, all of a sudden,
right.
Like something came out, then it'd be worth it. But yeah, no, I hear you. And yeah, you're right. People do, like the second I mentioned food allergies on the radio, or I'm sure we're going to get some of that with this, people are like, take Chinese herbs, take, you know, go to Fred Smith over in blah, blah, blah. He's got, you know, the second I open my mouth on the radio about food allergies, everybody's like, don't you know you have leaky gut? I'm like, yeah, no, no.
Right.
So I get
it. Suddenly,
it's like,
you
thanks,
know,
but.
Expert, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And
and
we reach enough people that it's like, oh God, here come the emails. So you don't have to send us emails. You can send us emails of love and that you bought the Hang-O-Matic and we've donated money to the kids, but we don't need medical advice unless you've got something profound to profound, groundbreaking, like change your life stuff, because I don't need any more Chinese herbs. Anyway, so tell me a little bit about the connection to George Lopez and the foundation. So how really, because this is how we're going to make money for the kids, send them to camp, right? And all that,
right.
And all that good stuff. Tell me about that. Because I know he was sick too, wasn't he?
His wife gave him, donated her kidney, his ex-wife. They're not married anymore. So,
wow.
Yeah, so he had a kidney disease. We don't know which kind. And then his ex-wife donated his kidneys, and now he's better. And, you know, like I said before, I wanted to partner with George Lopez because I wanted to help children. I tried to partner with another foundation, but all they wanted me to do was just give them money for a walk, just to sponsor a walk and put Hang-O-Matic on the walk, and I don't really care to, you know, sponsor.
Yeah, I know.
Talk. I actually want to physically help somebody, and putting my name out there. First of all, nobody knows the name, and second of all, well, where is that money going to? You know, at least with the George Lopez Foundation, I know the money is going to go to pay for the camp for these children. You know, so I know it's going somewhere. So that's why I wanted to partner with his foundation. And how this even came about, I was at a mall, and, you know, I'm trying to do my own, well, now I'm working with Anthony to do PR, but before Anthony, I was trying to do my own PR, and I talked to anybody who would listen, and I rarely carry the Hang-O-Matic with me in my bag, but I was going to get my hair cut, and something made me think, oh, you should bring the Hang-O-Matic with you today. So I brought it with me, and I get to the hair salon, and there's the local news, like front and center, in front of me. So I thought, what an amazing opportunity. There's the local news. I knew who the reporter was. I thought, this is my chance to get on TV and to show her the Hang-O-Matic. It was KTLA here in
good.
Los Angeles
with
Gail. And she comes out, and I said, Gail, can I have a word with you? Oh, my gosh, I accidentally answering the phone. And she says to me, she just walked away. She wasn't very cordial. She didn't even say hello. As soon as she saw me take out the Hang-O-Matic out of my pocket, she walked away. And I stood there.
Of course she did.
I was taking my appointment. I stood there, kept waiting, thinking, no, she'll come back. She'll come back. This is my chance to get on TV. She'll be back. And she came back again, didn't say hello, and finally a camera guy comes over and he's like, you know what, you need to partner with a charity. Like, why don't you partner with Military Wives? I'm like, Military Wives? I have nothing to do with the military. I'm a wife, I'm a mom, but I don't have anything to do with the military. And then I came home and I was thinking, well, yeah, I think I want to help. I want to help somebody. That's a really good suggestion. And then, you know, I thought of myself and started researching kidney charities, and that's how I stumbled upon George. And
smart.
As soon as I found out what he's doing with the camp, then I thought, well, this is no brainer. This is what I want to do.
Yeah, I love people who are all about the kids.
And I have kids of my own, and I went to camp.
Me too.
Every summer. I see friends on Facebook, you know, write, oh, what am I going to do this summer? Kids are officially out of school, and the first thing I think is camp. You want to put them in camp. You know, but not, obviously not everybody can afford camp, so this is my way of helping someone who would be able to go to camp.
Yeah, especially if somebody doesn't feel good, you know, then it gets tricky at camp, you know, with mothers who are worried about their kids at camp. If they, you know, there's all sorts of things that go into camp.
Right.
But I'm a mom also. I'm older than you. I'm almost 50, and I'm a mom of four boys who are now 15.
Wow.
They're 15, 17, 20, and 22, about to all turn even ages. So I'm about to have three in college. And one's still in high school. I've got a graduate. And then one of my kids is about to play college baseball here at New Haven. So, yeah, I get it. And I know the drill and all that stuff. And my little boy who's about to play college baseball was very sick when he was up to about age three with growths in his throat and so forth. So I know what that feels like, too, to have kids that don't feel good and things like that. And then I myself have food allergies, so I get it. And so we're all about the kids and all about helping. I think it's really neat what you're doing. And it's not only neat what you're doing, but the product's so sound. That's what I really like. You know, I didn't know what I was getting. And I'm like, yeah, Anthony, because Anthony's a friend of mine. I'm like, I'll have your friend on the radio. And I'm like, oh, wait a minute, your friend's actually really cool. That is a great product. And so, you know, I'm really proud to have you on the radio versus, you know, just having you here. And I love it when I can promote you and talk about all the things that you're doing. And it's just a good vibe. So that's all awesome.
Do you
have plans? Yeah, no, you're super welcome. Thank you for being here. I have to go pretty soon, and I think you do too. And we'll clean up the beginning of the show, but I want to be sure before we go and just ask you about your goals. Like, things seem like they're happening pretty fast for you. Do you have some goals in mind for like 5 years, 10 years? You know, for Hang-O-Matic, other inventions.
Yes. First, we're going. Hang-O-Matic will be available at every single Home Depot. Now, that was a huge challenge we overcame, and just an amazing accomplishment. And we're so excited because that was one of our goals, is to get into Home Depot. We didn't expect to get into every single Home Depot, so it's exciting that we are. And then my next goal is Target. I'd like to get into Target and Lowe's. And my husband wants to, you know, invent another product, which will be Hang-O-Matic Pro, and that one will be more for like a contractor. So it'll be a wider grip and a wider tape and a bigger bubble level, and it'll be more, like I said, for like a contractor who'll be able to mark, you know, other things outside of just the drywall. And hopefully I would love to write a book, because this has been such a huge learning curve. I mean, it's such a challenge. You were saying early on how, you know, you didn't have experience doing a radio show and you didn't know that you needed to have an intro. Well, same thing with us. We have never sold a product into retail stores before, and they have, I mean, they speak a different language. Each time we would hear back from a retail buyer, they would say something in an email that my husband and I wouldn't understand because they use so many acronyms.
Right.
So then we tried to go online and look up these acronyms. Meanwhile,
those
acronyms don't even exist because they're specific to that store. Just recently, a girlfriend of mine is getting her product into Bed Bath & Beyond, and she said to me, well, I'm working on CDC. What? What are you working on?
Like, what is that?
I have no idea.
That's so funny.
It was something customer display, something she said. And I
whatever,
said, oh,
yeah.
In packaging?
Oh, okay.
And she's like, just, right.
Yeah.
And then hopefully someday, you know, this will be a household name, like a Black & Decker, where people will just know that the only way to hang anything on the wall is the Hang-O-Matic way.
Genius.
So I would love
yeah.
to see it be used like as an adjective, you know, around the house.
Like Kleenex. Yeah, exactly.
Like Kleenex. Yeah. So
yeah, like Kleenex.
Like Hang-O-Matic way. It's a great new hashtag.
Xerox, Kleenex, you know, that kind of thing. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
What was the biggest, I'm going to ask a couple more questions and then we'll go. What was the biggest, and answer this brutally honest, what's the biggest hurdle other than money, like you said at the beginning, and selling everything and all that, that you've had to face actually with the product? And what I want to do is maybe touch a life of somebody trying to put a product out there. What's the hardest thing you've had to do? Because to me, where my brain would stop with something like that, well, it would stop at inventing it in the first place, but the second hiccup would be, how'd you design the box and the packaging and the colors and the that would drive me crazy. That's why I'm on the radio and write. I just would be like, I'm not doing this, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah, but, no, you're
is that
right.
It?
Packaging was a huge, huge challenge. It's amazing how many people just don't really understand how much time and effort and design and money goes into packaging. The box that you received is our fifth box.
I was going to say, it was like the 20th box that started out purple first. And
the first box was clear. And when we went to a trade show with this box, buyers looked at this packaging and they were like, I can't even open it. How do you even open it? And why is it so big? You think this is going to sit on my shelf? It's taking too much space. It's too big. So it took us a year to get into the Container Store because our packaging was too big. And then every time we redesigned the new packaging, you know, we really wanted to be, watch how we're spending our money. So we hired inexpensive graphic designers that didn't have experience with retail, but they did have experience with designing a package. So we redesigned the package 5 times with these other people, and finally my husband had a meeting with Bed Bath & Beyond, and he took the latest box we had, and he looked at it, and he said, I don't understand what it does. What is this?
Yeah.
And my husband looked at him, he's like, what do you mean? I just redesigned this box. Isn't it beautiful? And the guy said, no, I don't understand what it does. And so he came home, and I told my husband, you know what? We've maybe saved money, but all that money was wasted. So we need a real packaging company. So we finally, I looked up an As Seen on TV packaging company.
Oh, makes sense. Yeah.
Amazing to work with. And they redesigned the box that you see, which is just,
which is
makes
pro. Yeah. That makes sense.
It's just, and it's bright and it stands out and it's yellow and it's just, you know, when
makes
we had
sense,
to redo the how to make it really more clear.
Yeah.
So that's
now,
one of the challenges. Biggest challenge.
Now, another thing that's been said to me over the years is I've said, because I quit a pretty high profile job in the financial services industry to do what I'm doing. And throughout the years, people were like, I've been called everything. I actually think at this point, I've probably been called everything from washed up soccer mom and my kids don't even play soccer to like go get a real job to, you know, I mean, really everything. And so for me, like to finally sign that contract with Hay House, you know, 4 years ago was huge. It was like one of those in your face, but not really moments. You know, you never do that for real. But, you know, for a moment you go, you know, for all the people who told me that I couldn't do it or why would you do it or blah, 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 you know, all that crap. You're doing it. How many naysayers have you sifted through?
Tons. My husband tried to pitch Ace Hardware. That was one of the first stores we pitched, and they said no.
Yeah, I've had
and
a lot
then
of
a
rejection.
Year later, right, and then a year later, I found there was a, you know, I was able to get him a meeting with Ace Hardware, and I said, you're going. And as soon as he met with them, they're like, how fast can we get this in?
Yeah.
You know, Bad Bath & Beyond also at first said no. So his parents said no. My friends who might be listening said no.
You guys, stinkers.
My
aren't,
girlfriend,
okay,
Carly,
so
I'm not sure she's on anymore, but she was one of my friends who, before she knew what it was, we did what's that test called when conference room people get together?
Whatever, we get it. She was a no.
Was
what
like,
are you doing?
Like she didn't know we were there.
Carly.
I'm Russian now.
I'm
losing my words.
We get it.
So we were in a conference room. A bunch of people were sitting around, and some of them were family and friends who didn't know what the Hang-O-Matic was. And they were discussing the product, and they all didn't understand why you need it, what it's for. And everyone's like, oh, I can hang things myself. Why do I need to buy something extra? And they said no. I mean, my husband, we tried to get on another TV show when Billy Mays died.
Right.
It was one of those, like, pitchman TV shows, and we went to Vegas, and we thought, oh, we got this. And people were like,
no.
I mean, so many no's. And, you know, you were called a couple of names. Well, I'm from Russia. I grew up in New York. And people have called me a pit bull. And sometimes people still call me that.
I'm super blonde. People call me stupid. I get called stupid. I'm like, I'm a 4.0 and I graduated, you know. Yeah,
right.
And
I
stopped defending myself. I used to get all defensive and I'm like, I'm too old for that now and I'm good. But no, I know what you mean. And there's a lot of sifting through to get to the yes and to get to the goal and to get to the passion and things like that. So I thought for a minute we could just both, but in saying what we just said, just speak to people about, you know, your dreams and goals and passions and people in your way and sidestepping people to get to what you really want to do. Because you knew in your heart the whole time, even through low points of like, you know, I'm sure like I've had a few give up moments where somebody said to say, no, we're not going to do that. We're going to keep going. And maybe you just need a different direction or whatever. You know, I'm sure you've had a give up moment or two along the way. We're just like, maybe I should do something else. Have you had that too? Or have you always been like, no, this is what we're doing?
No. No. I hustle.
I've had moments.
I've had moments. There's no, no.
No, there's no give up.
You can't give up.
Good for you.
There's no quitting because the minute you quit, you're quitting yourself.
Yeah, I had one moment. It's written in my book. Yeah, I had one moment written in my book where I'm like on the floor of my closet crying in my yoga pants because it was hilarious. I write about it and stuff, and I'm just like, no, it's not a give up moment. So yeah, I don't give up. But there's just moments where you're just like, oh my God, this is hard, and you don't give up. You keep going. But there's moments where it's not that easy, where you might get that no and be rattled a little bit, and you got to keep going. So, you keep going, like you're saying. So anyway, well, kudos to you. I'm really proud of you and I'm really proud of what you're doing. And it's been really fun to have you on the show. And I hope you'll come back and update us, and remember us too, as you know, you're all that household name and you know, all that famous and, you know, rubbing elbows with George and all that good stuff. I love him. He seems like he's pretty cool. He seems like he's actually like not all about himself. He seems like he's really a neat guy. So,
the pictures?
I
don't know if you follow me on Instagram, but all the pictures I posted of all the celebrities we met.
I did. Yeah. And I'm not, you know, it's funny because I'm not super into like, my book's got to go to a celebrity or anything like that. You know, I like celebrities when they're really actually amazing and cool and lovely. And it sounds like you ran into a good group, people.
Shaking their hand. I mean, I met Eddie Van Halen, you know.
I know, and that's fun. You're so lucky.
Even though he wouldn't take a picture with me, but the fact that I even said hello to him, shook his hand, you know, Andy Garcia from all those movies. I mean, I've watched every single Ocean movie. I sat for 30 minutes with Tommy Chung and talked about my life in Russia and my family.
Amazing.
I mean, for him to like sit there with me and talk and listen, you know, just
it's amazing.
That's amazing. That was fun. You know, we had a nice time.
That's
awesome.
All right. So congratulations. Tell me your website one more time. It's hangomatic.com, right?
Hangomatic.com.
And then 10% of all your sales go to georgelopezfoundation.org, right?
Yes.
Anything
make
else
sure
we missed?
Tune in to Thunderdome on Sunday, June 11th. That'll be a fun show. I can't wait.
Absolutely. And when you put that in your Facebook, and we'll share it and all that stuff and put it with the show because I do a blog on everybody. But if there's anything that we forgot on the show today, if you hang up,
and you feel like you forgot to say something, let me know and we'll put it in a blog, or you can come back on. And if anybody was listening and you thought of something to ask and we didn't ask it or answer it, same thing, just let us know and we'll be sure and put you in touch. Where are you on Twitter? Are you Hangomatic? I know I was tweeting earlier.
On Twitter and Instagram, it's Hangomatic, and on Facebook, it's Hangomatic US, because Hangomatic is still available in England. So we have an England page too.
You're just chugging along, aren't you? It's so awesome. All right. Thanks so much for being with us.
I think there's still Hangomatic in Israel. And that's awesome.
Yeah. I have a feeling you're onto something. So it's congratulations and best of luck to you guys. It's absolutely amazing. And best of luck with your health too. I think I'll keep my eyes and ears open for anything that really actually might help, not just the strange advice out of the blue.
Right.
So, I like the Mayo Clinic a lot. Have you been there?
Yes, I know. I need to go there, but they will only take patients. They have to spend an entire week. So I don't have a week to spend in Mayo Clinic yet.
Yeah. Well,
but
maybe pencil that in. Might be a good one.
My list.
That might be a good week. Yeah, I put that high up on there. I don't know. Could be a good. It might get to the bottom of it for other people too. You might be paving the way. I know I'm one of the people who's had food allergies the longest. I've had these for 20 years now since I had my second baby, and so a lot of people look to me for food allergy advice and stuff, because it's mostly kids that have it. I'm one of the adults in the country that has really severe food allergies. So sometimes you never know what you're doing. That week might change somebody else. So anyway, whatever. All right.
Sounds
we love like you.
Sounds like you and I would really make an interesting lunch with a waiter. I'm gluten-free. You have lots of allergies.
Yeah.
It'll be a tough choice of taking the restaurant and then bugging the waiter for
food. Here's your apple. Here's your $12 apple. Enjoy. All right. Oh, my gosh, that's funny. All right, lots of love. Everybody, that's Karina Rabin from Hangomatic. Her husband, Jared, and her came up with this idea. They basically sold their house, downsized, went for broke to see their dream become a reality, and it is. So make sure you follow them, hangomatic.com. 10% of their sales go to georgelopezfoundation.org, helping children in underserved communities. And then also there's a component to Karina about her polycystic kidney disease, where several of her family members have died from that disease, and she has it as well. And so with the future being uncertain, that's where that comes from, to donate the sales and so forth for children to have wonderful lives and families with kidney disease. And there's tons of information about organ donation too. So anyway, lots of love. Thank you again for being with us. And thanks to Anthony Turk and Lisa Kakuza for bringing you on today. We love them both. They're very dear friends of mine for years and years and years now. So love to them and love to you and your family as well. So thank you so much, everybody, for listening. Have a great day. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Best Ever You Network. For more information, just visit us at besteveryou.com.